Thank you for listening to this Podcast One production. Available on Apple Podcasts and Podcast One.
Hello and welcome to Beauty Inside Out. I'm your host, Kimberly Snyder, nutritionist, wellness expert, and author. On this podcast, I share my experiences, insights, and knowledge with you on health, beauty, personal development, and wellness. Every week, we have interviews with amazing pioneers in their fields. Hey, beauties, welcome back. I am so excited for our podcast today. I have two incredible women sitting in the room with me. We're in a circle together. Their names are Sherry Salata and Nancy Halla, and they have a wonderful podcast, which we're going to link to in the show notes, called
This is 50 with Sherry and Nancy.
Love it. And you
we
guys,
go there, Kimberly. This is 50, ma'am.
So what inspired you guys to, I mean, I know you guys are friends, you come from branding, production, different backgrounds. What inspired you to come together and even create this podcast?
Well, Sherry and I have been great friends, sister, soulmate friends for 28 years.
Oh, wow.
And we have been having a conversation with each other about things like this, about yes. about radical self-care and about living the life of our dreams, but without actually ever naming it that way, right? We've been talking about things that we want and things that we wish that we were layering into our lives and, you know, the songs yet to be sung and the dreams yet to be had. And just recently when we threw ourselves into this whole idea of having our own company, we looked at each other and said, you know what? If not now, when?
Mm-mm.
But you know, we want to live the life of our dreams for real. And we don't want to have any more loose threads. You know that feeling of, you know, yeah, everything is pretty good, but I've got a few loose threads here and there. Like I'm not firing on all cylinders. I don't have everything completely figured out. And we looked at each other.
Like I don't have great love. My health isn't great.
Right.
I'm not really taking care of myself.
I'm not really meditating twice a day, even though I talk about it every single day. Yeah. I don't really do it. So all these things that this conversation we've been having, this ongoing evolving conversation that women often do have with their best friends.
Yes.
And yet, so it's finally, we looked at each other square in the face and said, okay, here's a moment of reckoning. We're going to have this company together. And now we want to really live the life of our dreams. And so what does that look like? And we started calling it our Dream Quest. And that's how we started telling the story of what this might be.
Wow.
And that evolved into our podcast.
Yeah. That's amazing. And so you guys are shooting once a week, just bringing on people that you resonate with, that you're interested in hearing their perspective and then pulling the nuggets out.
Well, listen, it isn't even just hearing, like we go after people that we think can help us
on
this dream quest.
True.
This isn't just a will-o'-the-wisp, whatever, come on, sit in the chair. We're team building. So we had you on.
Yes, I'm so honored.
You taught us personally how to make the glowing green smoothie, which has transformed our lives. But we did that because we came for you. We drew you in. We used the law of attraction because you have information. You have a resonance with our souls and spirits. And we want to build that team of people we can lean into so we can succeed.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Well, and would you guys say, you know, you talked about these loose threads. Is that a common experience you think with women where you're like, I'll get to that later, you know, 20s,
oh my gosh,
30s,
for sure.
40s, and this decade in the 50s where you can own it, you have wisdom, you have perhaps more resources, and you can say, this is really what I want to create.
Yeah. First of all, for sure, I think it's very much a female experience to have a bunch of loose threads, because I think as women, you're often taking care of other people before you're taking care of yourself. And you're just not paying enough attention to the things, to the real triggers in your life that you know matter to you.
Yes.
And you know, you're either sweeping them under the rug, you know, for example, if having the great body that you've always wanted is a thing, but you know, you're not there. So often you tend to sort of sweep it under the rug because it's just too painful to look at it. It's just too much. Mm-hmm. It's too stressful. So there's that sort of pathology, right? Where you're just like intentionally not paying attention to the stuff that you know matters. And then, you know, also you're just busy and you're just taking care of your family or whatever. So Sherry and I, who we're both in our middle 50s, we know a lot of women our age who are finally like in this part of their lives saying, in the middle of their lives saying, you know, now, if not now, when? Now is the time that I want to actually have everything that I want, everything on my bucket list, everything in my dream quest.
Well, we're saying that and women are saying me too.
For sure.
Well, you know. I'm saying me too. So I'm in my 30s. And when I'm around you guys, I feel like We
got you to say it.
We're just, you know, souls and friends hanging out. So I feel like even though your title is from women,
it's
the 50s,
a psycho
it's
spiritual.
It's for all women.
It's an energy. You know, here's the thing when, and especially in the experience of the middle of life, because that's what Nancy and I decided when we were on our fifth Chardonnay talking about how we wanted to have a healthier, more resonant life. That what if in this day and age with people like you and your glowing green smoothies, you might only be halfway to the end of days. Mm. So what are you doing with this second half? And as you look around, you know, you can see we're all making a decision. Are you done? Is it over? Are you just going to be a babysitter for your grandkids?
Are you going to lament, oh, when I was 21?
And put around in a camper?
Yes.
Or are you still sexy and hot with lots of dreams and
things to
build and create and make and more dreams to call in and more abundance to call in? What is your story?
Because here's the thing, like to me, you both are really sexy. Because I think sexiness is wisdom and knowing yourself. And that comes when, you know, the garden is unfolding and there's this, you're just moving from deeper waters.
Mm-hmm.
And so I love that you're bringing that idea of strength and sexiness, which again is any age. It doesn't have to be at a certain time in a woman's life. So. Do you guys feel sexier now?
I think we got even more sexy once we committed to radical self-care.
Mm. Yeah. I feel sexier now than ever before, I think. You know, we were just talking to a dating expert who told us that there are two of the greatest times for women to date are in their 20s and in their 50s.
Wow.
I love that. Right?
It's like, what happens to the 30s and 40s?
Yeah,
but
one of her reasons was because when you're in the middle of life, when you're in your 50s, say, you know who you are, probably better than you ever have. You're confident, right? You have like an I don't really care kind of attitude, like not so worried about what everyone thinks. So you're moving very fluidly and effortlessly.
Or you could move. You have the potential to be that.
Right. It's a choice.
Yes, exactly. It's a choice. That's right, Cher.
You're in your stretch pants with your sensible hairdo, eating Cheetos and watching TV.
Right. But the opportunity is just to slough off all those chains and say, this is who I am. I'm going to stand solidly in my own skin. I'm going to have what I want. I'm going to say what I want. I'm going to say who I am. And that's very sexy to the people that you're trying to attract into your life, right?
Yes.
The men or the women who you're trying to date. That's super sexy. So I feel that that's true. I kind of like very much I'm feeling that on a very sort of like energy based level right now about myself.
Well, you can't paint it on. I really, you know, sexiness does come from the inside. It comes from being really connected to yourself and owning yourself.
For sure.
Do you find, you know, when I was listening to you talk, Nancy, you were talking about, you know, just being who you are. Have you found that, you know, earlier in life, we've all experienced a lot of competition with other women and this sort of like, you know, just it's unfortunate, but a lot of women are not supportive of each other. They feel competitive. They feel like there's a scarcity. Do you find as you evolve that falls away or there's more, it's easier to find communities of women that are more supportive?
Well, you know what? Here, I'll answer that in two parts. First of all, I've actually never felt that way.
Just going to say that.
I've always been a girl's girl. Like, I've always had a big gang of girlfriends in my life ever since, you know, middle school and high school. I'm still friends with a lot of my friends from high school, my girlfriends. And I really have always had great girlfriends in my life, and I've been very supportive of them and vice versa. And I feel like, Cher, that's one of the reasons that you and I have stayed friends through thick and thin for almost 30 years, is that we just really... like vibe off each other and support each other come what may.
That may be out there. That has not been my experience either, but I'll tell you what my experience has been. Not being supported by other women or being judged and compared by other women, but doing that to myself.
Yes. Mm.
Judging and comparing myself and judging myself and not being supportive of myself. Those tapes that get played, you know, you're too fat. You're not pretty enough. You're not lovable. Like that's the damage.
Mm-hmm.
That's the unsupportive piece.
Mm. Yes. And so how have you gotten past some of that in your life, getting past the self-judgment at this stage? Or Is it, you know,
well, first you have to hear
ongoing journey.
I think that for many of us, that those automatic tapes, until you slow enough, you slow yourself enough down, whether it's through meditation or deep breathing or just creating some space in your life, which I didn't have for years.
Yes.
I had no space in my life for any of that. I thought I did, but I really didn't. You have to really create space so you can begin to hear, what exactly am I saying to myself?
Right.
Gosh, that's really horrible.
Right. That's like, really
it's,
mean.
It's so automatic and yes. The tone is so unloving and the word choices are, you would never speak to another sentient being in that way, in that tone. And you've been doing it so long, you don't even hear it anymore. So that is, you know, turning that around is a very conscious decision and a focused practice.
When did that start on your journey? And when did you even think about self-care? And, you know, in your background, you had a busy corporate job.
Yeah. I mean, I was the EP of the Oprah show and busy, busy, busy TV producer and
running, around the clock
and running big things.
Yes.
And really stressed out like that. I felt a lot of stress a lot of time and joy and excitement and enthusiasm, but then stress, stress, stress.
Yes.
So I don't think that I could see or really feel any of those things that the other parts of my life that were just in disrepair until I stepped away from it and then could kind of do what I called the reckoning, which was really look at everything and go, wow, you're a bit of a mess.
Right.
You and know, it wasn't, girl, you have had the dream job for over 20 years, but not the dream life.
Right. Wow. So it's that takes a lot to look at all the stuff that's built up on the outside and say, well, what's going on inside of me and how do I feel and my health and my energy?
Well, and a lot of those things come up in conversations with Nancy. Like we'll be having a conversation and next thing you know, it's like, somebody will say something, you know, when you say, like something very profound and with a tinge of sorrow and you go, whoa, I didn't realize I felt that way. You know, when we both are looking for, are wanting to attract great love, you know, great men into our lives. Mm-hmm. And, you know, clearly there's some sort of belief system on both our parts in our own individual ways that's going to be hard or difficult or challenging.
We create our reality.
And we really try to talk each other through those things so we can kind of understand what is it that I'm believing that's creating this roadblock.
Mm-mm. And it's so great that you have each other to support and through your podcast, you're vibing up each other and kind of vibing it out to everybody.
We just spill our guts.
We just do to each other and to all of our listeners.
Yes.
Well, you know, Kimberly, interesting that you asked a minute ago about finding, you know, supportive women and if that has changed or evolved, you know, in this part of life.
Yeah, exactly. In the greater scheme.
You know, and that's what Sherry and I have always had with each other. And that's what we find that people who listen to our podcast really respond to.
Yeah.
They're like, oh my God, you guys are there for each other. You know, you support each other. You're such great friends.
It's
you have such great
connection.
Energy. But we think like, here's the truth about the little dream tribe that we're gathering is that women everywhere need that and should have it. Because what Sherry said a minute ago is so important. First, you have to hear it. You have to hear that inner voice. And sometimes you hear it by speaking it out loud to a trusted, beloved friend who can hear it and reflect back to you love, 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 and support, 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 who's not going to help you play that damaging tape anymore, who's going to instead say, turn the tape off. Here's the truth about here's who I see when I look at you. And that's really important. You've got to hear it. You've got to say it out loud. And then you've got to have somebody in the room who's going to reflect back on you the actual love that you should be feeling for yourself.
Wow. Oh, that's pretty. That's pretty, Nance.
Oh, sheer.
What's one piece of advice that you both have that you've learned, let's say, in the last decade that you didn't know when you were, you know, again, in your 20s or 30s that has been really valuable that you're just, you know, taking to your life that you'd want to share?
Well, you know,
besides the profound, you know, the profound thought you just gave
besides,
us,
besides all these profound nuggets,
you know, those jewels we just
all those jewels. Here's one
I
thing.
I want another one. Dig one up.
Here's one thing that I've learned actually quite recently, I feel like, or maybe I knew it for a while, but we just started expressing it. And I think about it all the time. And it's really simple. It's about dreaming big, right? It's about really, and so we have this expression that we like to use because we like all of our little quirky expressions, and we say that we're swinging for the fences, right? With everything that we're doing and dreaming big. And I find myself like actually thinking of that as a mantra. And I remind myself about it on an almost daily basis. Don't be scared. Don't hold back. Don't self-edit. You know what I mean? Don't take tiny steps. Take big leaps.
Go for it.
Go for it. And I think that that is such a great message for women of all ages.
Yes.
Something I would tell my 23-year-old daughter, something that I would tell, you know, anybody at any point.
I love that. I mean, we almost our mission and style of how we our company culture is
company of two.
It really is, well, three.
Three. Sorry, Corey.
It really is that idea of we come up with something and then it's like, okay, wait a minute. Can we think about this in a bigger way?
Right.
Mm. Wait a minute. Is there a bigger idea
here?
Is
there a bigger idea?
Yeah.
We actually say that to each other now as a matter of course.
Yeah.
And it's, and it doesn't even sound risk taking. It sounds like, oh, right. That's right.
Let's just make sure that we're not the ones closing the boundaries in on everything. Like life itself can squeeze your dreams back a little bit. But you don't be the first one to raise your hand to do it, right?
Right.
I love that. Mm-hmm. Swing for the fences. And yet it just seems so common that we're always trying to think, oh, we're not enough. I'm not good enough to, you know, smart enough for that idea. So we always tend to kind of box ourselves in.
Well, you know, think about it. You know, advice that you might have gotten in your life growing up. Don't bite off more than you can chew.
The world doesn't revolve around you.
Yeah, right. That one
money
I learned a lot.
Money doesn't grow on trees.
Yes. It's a message of scarcity.
Yes.
And we have a message of
toil.
Abundance. Right.
Love
some
that.
Scarcity and toil. And we're like joy and abundance, babe.
Yes. That's what we Why want. Not? Right?
Why not?
Yeah.
I love that, Nancy. All right, Sherry, you're up. I want to hear a nugget.
Okay. let me give you a nugget. This is, I mean, I think I thought this on some level in my 20s and I wanted this to be true, but it's a two-parter and it kind of speaks to the younger woman I was and it now, and the second part speaks to the middle of life woman I am now. You are supposed to live the life of your dreams. You're supposed to. It isn't just for a select few.
Yes.
You're supposed to live the life of your dreams. The second thing is, I've heard for years and years, and I've heard every expert on the planet, and I took notes and I was very attentive, and everybody had their own view of this next thing. But I think that I'm right about this, that you can have it all. And you can have it all at the same time, because it's a spiritual situation. It's an energetic situation. They're the principles of creation. You can have exactly what you want all across the board if you are willing to kind of let go and do the energetic spiritual focus.
Wow.
That's a good one, Cher.
100% believe that.
Yes.
That's powerful.
And you have to, you know, there's a lot of messages out there about how, you know, you can't have it all, or, you know, I've heard you can have it all, but not at the same time. Well, who's saying that?
I know.
Who's saying that? Why can't you have it all? Because what is it that you really want? You want love. You want freedom. You want to feel creative. You want to feel like you have meaning. You want to feel connected. Mm-hmm. You want to feel connected with the capital C.
Yes.
You want to feel grounded. You want to feel sheltered. You want to feel supported. And there are the details of how all those things manifest. Changes from one of us to another, but we're supposed to feel like that.
I agree.
That's so beautiful.
I love that. I love that you said that. I love it.
Thanks.
It's our.
I love it too.
It's our natural birthright.
Yeah,
to have those things.
You're supposed
to. Natural state.
You don't have to earn it. It's not about toil. You're supposed to feel like that.
That's right.
Good. That was you hatched on this planet. You're supposed to feel like that.
Wow.
And so it's really, there's a shedding of, you know, generational misteachings or cultural mores that really no longer serve, that really, they're like old tumbleweeds, you know, trolloping around, that getting in the way of what continues to be this new way this leading edge new way of leading a human existence.
That's a nugget.
Come on now, she delivered a profound nugget.
That was very,
yes,
very profound.
That was good.
And I really relate to that because I've heard all the time, oh, you have to choose between career and being a mom. And I just think you can find your own way of doing it.
For sure.
I work from home full time. I'm a full time mom when my son is awake. I'm with him. But I also get up at 5 a.m. and he doesn't get up till 9. So I have those hours. I work really intensely when he naps. And when he goes to bed, I work more. So these are just choices, but I feel that's right for me. It's not right for every mom, but you know, I feel good about what I'm doing.
Yeah.
So it's very different than what you hear, like, oh no, you're always going to suffer on one end.
No.
Doesn't mean it's not, you have to be thoughtful and mindful, but it doesn't have to be.
It doesn't have to be.
Well, and you also need to tell yourself the right story.
That's right. Exactly.
It's not a struggle. You're not, you know, I've never ever liked the, And in the ways that you would use it as a healer and a teacher, I understand. But that word balance is really a substitute for failure.
Mm.
Because the concept of coming into balance always means that you're out.
Yeah.
You're out of balance. You're not in balance. I can't find.
Right. Just
you know,
be.
It's like then you're on the search for the three winged, you know, unicorn with the golden thing because it's impossible. In order to get to balance, you have to be out of balance. So there's something for me in that word that, as it describes our lives, is super tainted.
It feels effortful to me. When I think of the word balance, I think of being
a
teeter-totter.
Yes.
Remember being on a teeter-totter?
Really,
and you're like shifting your weight and holding
sweating.
Your body still and trying to make sure you don't write.
Yeah.
It's like, geez, that feels like more effort.
Yeah.
I'd rather be out of balance than have to worry about being in balance all the time. I don't know. It just feels like effort.
I think the better word to avoid all that taintedness is flow.
Yes.
That's
I love the word flow.
That's the way it feels better.
Yeah. I'm in flow.
It feels better.
I want to do lots of work right now. I'm feeling really creative. I'm in flow.
That's right.
And that means other things aren't going to get my time as much. But that's my choice and I'm in flow.
I like that word better too.
And when you say that word, I think of a river that's just meandering and going its course and it shifts and it changes and there isn't this rigidity. Like the tightrope.
Yeah.
Very different picture.
Yes.
Yeah.
So ladies, I want to hear about your dreams because you're such inspiring people.
Mm.
Have your dreams changed? Are there things you picked up? Hey, I dreamed about this, you know, a couple of years ago and now I'm getting around to it. Or are your dreams totally different now and bigger perhaps you're forging your own business.
We have really big dreams. I feel like the biggest shift for me, Cher, and so say if you feel this way too, is that I feel like we're saying our dreams out loud, and that feels like such an act of bravery and goodness and wisdom. Like saying, I want to find.
They aren't just scribbled privately in a
privately,
journal.
Privately, ashamedly in a journal. I want to find like true love.
Mm.
And here's what, and then really unpacking what that means. Here's how I want to feel in that relationship. Here's what I want that to be. But really like saying it out loud and really saying it the way in sort of the realm that you just described. I believe that I'm going to have this.
Yeah.
I believe that I deserve this.
Yeah.
I'm not going to go softly into the corner and just like not worry about it anymore. I'm going to make this claim. Like I want this now. And so that's the biggest shift for me.
That's a big, huge dream.
It's a big, huge dream. It's like a big life changing, huge dream. But the shift, I guess, Kimberly, is saying it out loud and saying it with real intent and saying, I really want this.
Mm.
I'm not being embarrassed.
And not saying, well, it'd be nice if this happened, but I'm fine and I don't really care. And maybe this isn't for me.
But claiming it.
That's exactly right. Really claiming it and like happily claiming it. And so that's the shift.
A huge shift. Cause 2 years ago, if I would have said, you know, Nancy, you're going to meet your great love, she'd be like, you know, there'd have been a sarcastic noise. You know, we'll see.
How did it unfold?
I love it when Sherry imitates me.
Because that was like her self-protective posture of, I've been disappointed. It hasn't shown up. I'm tired of being disappointed. So I'm just screw that. I'm just going to give up on it. And this focus work and this dreaming softens all that.
Yes.
And then you say, yeah, I want that.
Yep.
I want my soulmate man and I want to, him to cook for me in the kitchen while I pour some wine.
Call me babe.
Yeah, and yes, call me babe. Hey, babe.
Cuddle and understand and listen to the podcast. Say.
That's true love when he calls you babe. Hey, babe. Like hey, babe.
Hey.
Everybody's babing. Wow. Yeah, so let's think. What other big dreams? Well, listen, just to be sitting here having these conversations and call it, you know, the W word, work, is a dream for me. I mean, this is really all I want to talk about.
It's amazing.
It's really like, I just want to talk about elevation and wellness and soul and evolution. And because I experience every time, you know, Nancy and I sit down and have a conversation, or, you know, even when we're recording a podcast and having these conversations, it stirs up those fires of possibility in me.
Wow.
It deepens my belief that what I believe is true, that across what we created for ourselves and our structure to help us move, to create a framework to move things forward, was 8 pillars or 7 pillars. And we're getting ready to announce an 8th. But it gives us a little framework, a way to flow. And I have dreams in every single one of those pillars.
We will be right back after this quick break. My life has gotten extremely busy in the last few years, balancing my career and being a mother. So when it comes to beauty product routines, the first step in any routine is just finding time for it. Let's be real. Having a time-consuming makeup routine isn't possible every day, at least not for me. I personally don't wear a lot of makeup, and I've always felt like beauty products should give you maximum impact with minimum effort. So I just discovered a beauty brand that finally gets that, Wander Beauty. Wander Beauty is a new line of easy-to-use, multitasking beauty products that help you make the most of your beauty routine, no matter how little time you have. You can get ready in 5 minutes and stay gorgeous on the go. I love how easy their double-sided products work, like the On the Glow Bronzer and Illuminator Stick. Founded by a working mother of two and a supermodel, Wander Beauty streamlines your beauty routine with fewer products that work better. All Wander Beauty products are clean, cruelty-free products made with ingredients your skin will love. Wander Beauty is for everyone, not just beauty junkies, and has already received a ton of accolades, including Allure's Best of Beauty Award. It's time to make your morning with Wander Beauty. Get 20% off your purchase at wanderbeauty.com/beauty. That's wanderbeauty.com/beauty for 20% off. wanderbeauty.com/beauty.
All right, we're back from the break. Will you share the pillars with
yes.
us?
Yes.
Yeah, here we go. Ready?
Ready.
Okay.
Health and wellness.
Spirituality and happiness.
Romance and sex.
Adventure and discovery.
Friends and family.
Creativity and innovation.
Sanctuary and beauty. Is that 7?
Yes.
Is that 7?
Wow. Yeah,
that we've got one more, but we're not going to tell you yet.
Yes.
You have to stay tuned.
These are pillars over a year.
Well, these are the pillars of
life
of what we're
life.
Doing. Yeah, these are our life, our dream.
I was like,
quest
those are
pillars.
Daily pillars. That's
well, we do try to touch them at least several of them.
So
every
let's
day.
Say let's break it down. The first one was health and wellness.
Health and wellness.
Health and wellness.
Move your body. Eat something
have
nourishing.
Have a glowing green smoothie.
Have a glow. Yeah, for
drink
sure.
Drink your body. You know, your double your body weight in ounces of water, filtered clean water.
No, half your body weight.
Half your body weight.
Yes.
You know. Be the CEO of your health.
Yes. Yeah. Sleep, you know, well.
Sleep well. All of it.
Thrive.
All that great stuff.
Thrive.
Spirituality and happiness would be...
Meditate twice a day.
Are you both meditators?
Yes.
Morning and evening?
Yes.
That's a regular ritual.
Well, that's when you're really hitting a home run.
Yes.
If you make your twice a day.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Or whatever it is for someone, it may be...
Yeah.
You know, walking meditation or stillness. Okay.
True.
So third is romance
and sex.
Romance and sex.
And for both of us, it's kind of, you know, dissolving the crust off of our belief system and kind of remembering, you know, because we're both attracted to men, that we had this amazing experience where we were talking to this woman who is our age, who does all this dating, and she's up dating up a storm. And she says, I'm not a Barbie doll. I'm overweight and I'm really not, you know, I'm not super attractive, and I tell people that, but I'm busy all the time. But what was different about her is she tells herself a really good man story. She loves men. She loves the way they think. She loves the way they like to be protective. She loves, and on and on and on and on. And as I was listening her talk, I go, well, that's not my story.
Yeah.
My story is, who goes there? What's your business here, sir? Yeah, I know who you are.
That story.
She was the most least cynical. She was the least cynical woman I've ever spoken to in my life.
She was very soft.
So soft. I mean, she had a failed marriage and heartbreak, just like anybody else. Yeah. She's had life's wounds, but she was unscathed by them. I mean, my goodness, this woman came at this whole dating thing with such a fresh heart.
Yeah.
And such an openness.
How is she meeting all these men?
Oh, online.
Online.
Get out of here. Online.
Have you tried online
yet? Yes. Oh, that was the old voice.
Yes. The old voice, Nancy. I have never been online.
Going out to events.
I've done a lot of that.
There's an amazing, amazing woman who runs the Smart Dating Academy in Chicago, and she's been on, all the shows. She's a TV expert and lovely and a delight. And I got her to take Nancy on as a client.
Oh,
so Bella Gandhi.
Yeah. So Nancy's just getting into the process, and Bella's going to show her. She says 1 out of 3 marriages began online.
Wow.
She was the one who told me that being in your 50s is such a great time to date. And that's because your pool of men, it's a very target-rich environment, apparently, online for women in their 50s, because there are so many men in their 50s and 60s who are online dating and seriously dating, not just looking to hook up, but really looking for relationships.
Not Tinder.
Not Tinder.
But I've always heard Tinder. You have to weed, I haven't done it myself, but weed through so much.
Well, see, this is the thing.
Are there better sites? Tell us some tips.
Let's not spend a long time on that story.
No, we're not going to. I'm not going to tell a negative story about it because it's a new day, and Bella's is going to be my guide and my coach and my mentor.
Does this involve Match.com?
Well, I'm sure it does because that's the main one.
Right? Yes.
But, I've been on a lot of them. Here's the truth. Yes, you do have to have a system for sifting through the wheat, separating the wheat from the chaff.
How do you know if people are lying?
I don't have all the answers.
Okay, yes.
I'm not going to pretend
let's
that
not
I do.
Go there.
Yes. I don't know yet.
Okay,
Bella and her team, they have real, what they do is they first, Nancy's got to sit down with them for like 4 hours.
4 hour intake.
And they basically come up with, here's what you're looking for, and do not spend a second of time if he is not these things right here.
I have to fill out 5 questionnaires, and then you have a half day intake and then a half day photo shoot. I mean, they curate the whole experience for you from writing your profile to the photos that you select.
And, yeah.
And then she helps you, she and her team
Amazing.
Help you make selections about who to go out with and then tell about your dates and should you go on a second date. Honestly, I will tell you, Kimberly, this is the kind of guidance that I really have always needed, and I really crave it, because if left to my own devices, I will just be rolling my eyes and shrugging my shoulders about the whole thing and not doing it.
Well, what I love about this is when I asked you what was your biggest dream, you said, I want to find the love.
Yeah.
And this is
you're
you
doing
saying,
something.
Hey,
we're doing
I'm bringing in an expert, just like you would bring in a fitness trainer or whatever.
Exactly.
That's amazing.
Exactly.
So wonderful. So romance and love, or romance and sex.
Yep. Romance and sex. Friends and family.
Which we call family, always deepening those relationships. Also, doing some editing.
Yes. Yes. I call it relationship detox.
you don't need to stroll around with every single relationship that you've had since first grade.
I agree.
That's right.
As time is becomes more, not that we have a scarcity mentality, but you have to be careful with your time and choose wisely.
And what kind of energy you want to bring in.
Exactly.
Yeah, it's not every relationship is meant to be a lifelong relationship. It's just true. People flow in and out of your lives for a reason.
100%.
And it's perfectly fine.
It's okay. It's like the flow of the river.
It's
like
lovely.
Sharon was talking
it's perfect.
About.
Yeah, and it's really letting go of that idea, that guilt, and doing things out of guilt.
That obligation.
That's a suffocating to the life force, for
yes,
sure.
Yes, yes.
So really kind of learning how to set your boundaries. And what that's going to really defining what that's going to look like, and being willing to let go with love, I think it's a new behavior for many of us and a critical one.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
But, and then the flip side of that is also opening up to new friends,
yes,
right?
Yeah.
We call this framily, right? So friends who are family and family who are friends, and like opening up and making connections. I just recently like reconnected with my brother who I'd been estranged from for a while. And now he's one of my dear friends.
Oh, that's so lovely.
Yeah, it's lovely. And then, you know, here, you know, moving to Los Angeles 3 years ago and making new friends.
Beautiful.
Like real soulmate friends. Mm. And that's important too. So it's like, there's the editing and then there's like the opening.
Yes. Yeah. Yes. I love that.
Then the next one is creativity and innovation, formerly known as work, because the work word is has too much baggage on it. So
agreed. It sounds so arduous.
Yes. So creativity and innovation really is, that is not something that should ever stop. That pillar needs to be firing right up until you take your last breath.
Beautiful.
What are you building? What are you creating?
How
what
are you feeding?
What
that?
Are you dreaming up?
Yes. Yep.
What are you producing? What are you making? That's really cool, interesting stuff. Then we have discovery and adventure.
Yeah, adventure and discovery, I think.
Adventure and discovery, yeah.
That's one of the newer ones. We like that one. And so you talk about that one, Cher, because you're the one doing it more than I am,
know.
I think. I think she is.
We put that in, and what I did was I want to cook like Nancy does. Nancy is an awesome cook.
Really?
Like a maestro. like a real cook. Like,
oh, wow.
Like tastes something and knows exactly where to go.
Oh, that's amazing.
I am like, where's that recipe? And, you know, how many of this? But I took a knife skills class at Sur La Table. And I went by myself at night, you know, practiced, learned, and I walked away going, what is that feeling I feel? I think it feels like fresh joy.
Mm.
I feel like enlivened,
yes,
by this newness. And then so in January, I started taking at this language institute in town, Italian.
Wow.
So I started.
Why Italian? Have you always traveled there?
No. Here's why. Because I thought French was going to be too hard. So I was like.
Or maybe she wants an Italian sexy
no,
man.
No, listen. Well, maybe I'm being led to that,
yes,
for that reason.
Because
now all of a sudden, buongiorno. I dream a little bit of like a summer in Tuscany or something like that.
Oh, beautiful.
But it, you know, listen, I am the worst one in the class. And I say that with great love for myself. I am the worst one. I'm the only one when the professor comes to me, I'm like, pass. And he's like, pass. And I'm like, pass. Move along, sir. Move along and stop staring at me. And there's only like three of us in the class.
Oh, that pass. Is hilarious.
So I just pass. And with each week, it's getting more challenging where I'm starting to sweat. But again, I get in my car on the way home and my brain's a tingling.
Yes.
I feel like I've learned something. I feel like I've been opened in a way. So, you know, and I also like going on trips and stuff.
I was going to say travel would be a big part of that for me.
Travel would be a big part for me too. Well, you said fresh joy. To me, that's the crux of this one. It's like newness.
Mm.
Like, you know, overturn some things that, you know, overturn some stones right along the path. Like really look at and explore and be an explorer
that
in your
feeling.
Own life.
Get out of the rut.
Get out of the rut. Even in your own city, I love travel, but I haven't gone anywhere for a little while. But I love the newness that LA brings because this is a new city for me. And
Where did you move from?
From Chicago.
Okay. Okay.
And I went to the Hollywood Bowl for the first time. I saw Morrissey and Billy Idol there.
Oh, wow.
And I could not get over how cool the Hollywood Bowl is. And I'm like, oh my God, this is literally a mile from my house.
Yes.
Why aren't I here every single weekend?
It is pretty great.
It's pretty great. And there's a lot of those places, no matter where you live. It doesn't have to be Los Angeles. Trust me. There's newness in the place you live. You just haven't found it yet.
Oh my gosh. I have to just say, last week I went to the King Tut exhibit. Have you guys been to it?
No.
No.
Oh my, it's so incredible. And I was thinking, I've never been to Egypt and I don't want to travel. This exhibit, you're just sucked into this ancient Egyptian world, and it's magic. And I was just thinking, oh my gosh, this is in LA. And all you need to do is spend 2 hours going down there, and it's incredible. Talk about my brain going and thinking about all that amazing
But it's doing, it's actually doing and not talking.
Right.
The thing about our adventure and discovery pillar is we're trying to get stuff off the bucket list and into our life list.
That's right.
And quit talking about things. I think we want to go to Machu Picchu.
Yeah, there's a million things.
Yeah,
there's
a million things. You guys about going to Tulum?
Tulum.
One of my favorite places.
Yeah.
I really want to go there.
I think
we're going to do that after our live event so you can tell us where to stay.
Yes, I will.
And then it's Sanctuary and Beauty. And that's kind of an homage to our great friends, Nate Berkus and Jeremiah Brent, because we love talking about sanctuary with them and super important. That even when I didn't have 2 cents to put together, I always tried to create a little sanctuary, like a little place, a little piece of the world that I felt great comfort in.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, doesn't Nate, is it Nate's phrase where he says your home should rise up to greet you?
Yes.
I always love that.
Or he might have taken that from Oprah.
Maybe.
Yeah, it might be Oprah who said that.
Well, I love it. I just love that idea.
I feel that we're in your home now, Sherry, and it's so just comfortable and warm, but the lighting, like there's just these touches that make it feel like there's been a lot of thought put into it.
It's important to me. Mm-hmm. I like that. I like the way things smell and I love the
Did he help you with your home?
Yeah, they both helped me with this house for sure.
Wow.
And so I feel like I continue to get better at making that kind of environment for myself. And then of course there's beauty, and beauty's important.
Yes.
Beauty's really important, you know, understanding you know, even metaphorically, moving through the world with beautiful, with magical lenses in your glasses where everything reflects beauty back to you and your beauty is being reflected. But there's also like lotions and potions.
Yeah, there's lotions and potions, guys. Come on. And there's like the right shade of lipstick. Yes. There's a lot of fun things to unpack with beauty.
Yeah.
Totally. And you know, when I used to have really bad acne, and I always tell this story, like it's not just, you know, the superficial, oh, my skin looks bad. When I had bad acne, I wouldn't look people in the eye.
That's right.
I would put my head down. I was so shamed. I was trying to hide myself. It affected my posture. I mean, it just affected my whole life.
Right.
It does.
So it really does.
Yeah. I mean, it's like there's something about sort of that glowingness that comes when you feel really beautiful, when you feel pretty, when you're having a great hair day or a great skin day. You just feel like, yay. Like, how many people can I talk to today?
It's
you
true.
Know, you just want to like,
see me?
Do you all see
everybody
me?
Everybody gather around.
Yes. And then you're like,
today
is a beautiful, I got this.
This is a beautiful day for me.
Today is a beautiful day for me. Please behold my beauty. No, it is. But you do move through the world and much more elegantly when you feel good.
I 100% agree. And also, you don't have to worry about it. It's like, oh yeah, I know. It's like when you put on a great outfit and it's a one piece or whatever it is, and you're like, you don't fidget and think about your clothes. So it opens up creativity. It just opens, you know, just focus and presence and all kinds of things. So it is really important. And I think if we say, oh no, let's talk about this other stuff, it is part of life and there's nothing wrong with it. There's nothing wrong with any of it.
No,
you know,
there's everything right with it.
Everything is part of the whole.
Yeah.
Yes.
We don't have to be too you know, persnickety,
holier
about look down our noses,
and
concealer and blush. No, for sure. For sure. That is one of the most delightful, fun parts about being a woman.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. You know,
yes,
I gotta
100%.
Say.
Beautiful.
Those are the pillars,
wow.
Kimberly.
And then eighth one's coming.
The eighth one's coming.
Yes. It feels like seven is like, wow.
I know, there's one more coming.
We're creating some
Can
buzz.
Can we get a hint? Can we talk about the idea, or is it going to unfold on its own time?
Well, I will say this about it. I feel like the eighth pillar completes our pillars.
Okay.
Yeah.
Like, what could possibly be missing?
I think we'll be done.
I'm excited to check it out when you guys announce it.
Yes. We'll
Thanks,
tell
Kimberly.
You. Yes.
Well, beauties, thank you so much for this amazing conversation. You guys really are
so fun.
Beauty and wisdom and everything, and I just love being with you guys. Truly,
we love being with you too.
I feel the same way.
Yeah,
I mean, this is awesome.
It was good.
Wonderful.
Aren't we? I think we're all gonna leave this time together. We've now been together for several hours.
Yes.
I think we're just gonna sprout wings and fly away.
Woo!
We're gonna fly away.
Yeah,
because that's what happens when you gather two or three.
Yes, yes. A circle magic is created.
Yeah, it's
so
magic,
true.
And you can just feel the. Can't you feel it? It's like the energy is swirling around our circle.
Yes. And it's inspiring. That
it's
tingling.
So inspiring.
Yeah. All like your cells are just going.
Yeah.
Well, this is going to be my favorite podcast. So listen to it now is your podcast. So tell us again the name of your podcast. And we'll link to it in the show notes as well, guys.
Okay.
This is 50 with Sherry and Nancy.
F-I-F-T-Y.
Yes.
Amazing.
50 spelled out.
Yes.
Wow.
This is 50 with Sherry and Nancy.
Amazing.
It's on all the platforms.
Amazing. Well,
we're
thank
everywhere.
You guys for being amazing.
Thanks, Kimberly.
And for holding this
Thanks,
space
Kimberly.
For women and for these conversations.
Glowing green smoothies.
Yay.
Thank you.
Bye.
Thank you, beauties, for tuning in. Okay, beauties, I will be back with you on Thursday for my Q&A session show where I answer questions from the Beauty Detox community. To submit your question, please go to KimberlySnyder.com/AskKimberly. Thanks so much and see you again soon. And always remember, progress, not perfection, as true beauty comes from the inside out.